I have so much information that I want to share with you today. Sit down and get your Bibles. Just write this in your note, the I am happy identity of the believer. I am happy. Say, I am happy. You know, now let me give you a definition of what happy mean or happiness mean. It's pleasure, contentment, satisfaction. A state of well-being, enjoyment. The church needs to hear this. Discovering the truth. Joy. Joyfulness. Are you listening? Yes. Cheerfulness. Merriment. Being merry. Delight. Good spirit. Lightheartedness. Good God Almighty. Exuberance. How you pronounce this word? You got to put it on the board so they can see it. Exhilaration, I believe it is. Elation, ecstasy, jubilation, rapture, bliss, blissfulness, euphoria, transport of delight. If the church have not understood this, let me go back to some things we talked about in the scriptures. And if you will learn how to function in your interior forces, write these words down, because what have happened is, like that song Happy, this boy singing all over the world, talking about as a house without a roof. And I know it's the truth. The church has been worried. And messages like this have not been preached to the church. They preach about sin and all the other things, but they never tell the people that God want them happy. The book of Proverbs, I looked up this morning, it got many texts talk about being happy in the book of Proverbs. But I want to go back over some things with you. I just want to talk about one or two of them, then I'm going to go to the main text. But I showed to you three or four times in a spiritual moment, people were overwhelmed with the presence of God, and they said to him, here am I, or here I am.
Yes, sir.
They surrendered.
Yes, sir.
You know, I don't quite know what you want to do,
yes,
but I'm going to surrender to you and trust you.
Right. Yes, sir.
And then there are scriptures also in the book of Exodus when Moses was going to, God was sending him to get the children of Israel set free from slavery. Moses asked a question, and this is a question we have to answer and know about, and that's what I want to deal with this morning. Who am I?
Right.
You see, who am I? And that's a question I think has validity, because for some reason, I've watched in the body of Christ, it's one of the major problems that a Christian who really love God suffering for nothing.
Right. Yes. Amen. Yes, sir.
Because they don't really know who they are.
Right.
From, listen to me very carefully now, from within.
Right.
Write that down.
Yes,
from within. Remember, we work from within.
Right.
Our power,
yep,
our joy, yes, our victory, our strength,
yes, sir,
is all within. You see, if you don't understand that, you're going to be trying to deal with effects.
Hey, right.
With effects.
Right.
On the outside, it's nothing but effects.
Right.
But on the inside is causation.
Yes, sir. Amen. Glory to God. Yes, sir.
It's the cause.
Right.
And so when we work from within, we can cause the effect on the outside like we want it.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
All right. Problem. Problems. Problems come in our lives. If you try to work with the problem without, you're going to work with a problem with a problem.
With a problem. That's right. That's right.
The solution is always what?
Inside.
Within and inside.
Yes, sir.
On the inside, within. So the I am concept is a inner concept. It's not looking to change things from the outside, but it's your ability, because you have the life of Christ in you. And Jesus said the kingdom of God is within you. Don't look here, don't look there. And he told us, seek ye first the kingdom. What he's saying is, Jesus said, get back on the inside. That is where you rule and you reign as a believer from the inside. Everybody say from the inside. Now listen. There are interior forces. Yes, write them words down. Wisdom, understanding, knowledge, amen. Truth, yes. Power, yes. Success, yes. On the inside of you. Yes. Nobody who is a Christian is a failure. Amen. What your family didn't have, you can have it. As you learn to live from the inside, from within. I think what have happened with the scripture, what have happened with Revelation, we have tried to use them on the outside. Material is the last effect. We cannot have it first. We got to come out from the inside and make it happen. Then material things will never master you. You always will be material things master. They don't tell you where you can go, what you can do. You always tell them where we're going. So I want you to understand the I am revelation, because I want to take you further this morning. Jesus was living by the I am revelation. That's why every now and then he would say, I am the bread of life. I am living water. I am the good shepherd. I am the light. See, he knew who he was from the inside. You have to know who you are from the inside. All right. I can talk and talk and talk, but I want to show you some scripture now. You remember in Acts 17:28, it says, in him we live. Turn to Acts 17:28. For in him we live and move and what? Now, when you say, and have our being, understand what is being said there. Being is talking about the I am-ness of your life because of Christ living in you. See, you're not just a human being. You heard me? You're not just a human being. There's another aspect of your being that you have to, all right, let me give you three words. You have to recognize, number one, but recognition is not enough for your inner being. You have to recognize. You have to recognize. But then there must come to a point of a realization. It become real to you. The inner being, your supernatural being, becomes real to you. After recognizing and it become a realization, all next going to be manifestation and demonstration and creation. Because on the inside, you are a creative being. You have the ability to call things that be not as though they are, because they will obey you, because you're talking from a creative standpoint of the inside, within. Say within.
Within.
See, that's where we got to live from, within. You're a beautiful little girl, but you got to live from within. See, just the outside look not going to get it. To have power, to have victory in the spirit world, you got to make the inside pretty. See, you understand what I'm saying? See, there's no failure in this room. I don't care how long you've been going through it. If you're listening to me this morning, I'm going to show you some scriptures. If you're listening to me this morning, you're coming out smelling like a rose. You heard me, is it? Yeah. See, the worry, the anxiety, the stress, the belief of defeat, doubt, all are outside circumstances working on you as if God didn't mean what he said. But what God said, he meant for it to be worked, Leon, from the inside. See, that's where faith really don't work on the outside. Faith works from the inside, and the results of faith. You see what I'm saying? And so if you're trying to work your faith from the outside looking at what's happening, whoa. If you're trying to work faith by trying to look out and see what's happening, faith don't look at what's happening. See, you got me? Faith, write this down. Faith is the thing that make it happen. But faith headquarters is on the inside. Faith really don't care how things look. But why? Because faith knows, you listening to me? Everything on the outside at any moment is subject to change. I ain't gonna hoop and holler this morning. Y'all let me talk to y'all this morning. So any stress, any worry, any fear, any limitation, any lack, any attack that you have this morning, you're about to deal with it. You have what it takes. It's not religion. It's not just going to church. It's not just singing a song. There are certain things you have to know. Supernaturally. Things that can create on the inside of you. And you can cause things to manifest. You can rule. You can reign. You can have dominion over everything. Where from? Inside. Say within.
Within.
One more time. Interior forces. I want you to write it down. Interior forces. Inner strength. Inner power. Is on the inside of your I am-ness. In him. From the inside. We live. We move. We have our being. The reason you have to have your being first, you got to be before you can do. And if you understand your being from the inside, you're not going to be able to do, and if you can't do, you can't have. Write in your notes, being, doing, and having. I want to walk in this house today. Being, doing, and having. You cannot be unless you have an inner understanding of the truth. You have to have an inner understanding of the truth. Before you can be, in him we live, we move, and we have our being. Every household, every family, every mother, every child, every person in the sound of my voice changed today. Everything that's been regulating you after the day, you're going to regulate it. I have any witness over here? All right. Let's go to a few scriptures now. I want to go back to two scriptures to point out something very, very important. I think in Exodus 3:14, make a note of that because I'm not going to it. When the Lord spoke to Moses, Moses was trying to find out who he was. And Moses said, yeah, I am. Then the Lord put him in another category. He said, Moses, I am that I am. Tell him, I am that I am. In other words, I'm whatever you need me to be at any given moment. Other words, you can't come up with a category of need or something you want me to do that I'm not. Listen, write the statement down. I am, and God said to Moses, I am that I am. Exodus 3:14. And he said, thus shall thou say unto the children of Israel, I am, has sent me unto you. See, now, I want you to get the reality of that in your mind. And another thing we've been doing, trying to get a lot of things in our heart and be empty-minded. Wow. No, if you read the scripture closely, that's another thing. We have not dealt with the mind enough. Uh-huh. Remember she was saying, I thought she was saying open your mind. You say open your mouth, but your mouth don't open unless your mind open. Right. You got a closed mind, you got a closed mouth. Mm-hmm. Or you just ain't saying that, just talking. But I'm talking about things being effective, all right? Now, so Moses, he said, Moses, tell, now I want to identify you with that I am, that I am. I want you to know you're carrying the same power. The same power that God carries, you carry. Because you got his DNA. You his child. Talk to me now. Are you listening to me? Now, I want you to be aware of this, because what I'm going to show you this morning going to erase all excuses for your complaints. Matter of fact, I won't say it the ugly way. From this day forward, your complaints are going to be ignorance. It's going to be your ignorance coming out of you instead of your I am coming out of you. And in the church have a lot of ignorance coming out of them because they don't recognize the potential of their I am-ness. Insecurity. Insecurity. Worried about something. Somebody ain't worried about something. How I'm going to make it. That's ignorance. You have to be ignorant to believe God not going to take care of you. So instead of insecurity and ignorance coming out of us, we want our identity. Another word strong here. Once we reveal this morning at Father, intimacy. You can't get close to God from the outside. No, your inside got to bring the outside closeness. Listen, here's a scripture, the Lord, very favorite scripture of many of us in here, but with his I am identity, this is the way the scripture works. John 15:7, please. John 15:7. It's an inside job. Look at somebody and tell them it's an inside job. Tell them if you've been losing anyway. Say, if you've been losing anyway, you've been trying to handle it from the outside. With scriptures. Scriptures does not work on the outside. Wow. But man, I've been saying it. Yeah, you've been saying it, but it hadn't hit your heart yet. And you have not been saying it. Listen to me. Listen. You listening?
Yes, sir.
With the right credentials. See. Hey, your credentials are within you. They're not on you. They're not around you. They're in you. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Your I am happiness is the fact that you have the ability to make it supernaturally happen. God's ability is on the inside of you. You're not a regular person. We don't see all of you. All of you really on the inside. Some of you on the outside. You hear me? You understand what I'm saying? So the I am-ness of you starts a supernatural flow that take control of your environment. It takes control of your atmosphere, and it produces a conditioning. You got it?
Yes, sir, I got it.
Atmosphere.
Yes,
environment. conditioning. I am health.
I am
abundance.
I am
longevity.
I am wealth.
I am prosperity.
I am money.
You can have all you want of all these things. If you work from an inner flow, you get that, inner flow, get that. An inner flow, an inner flowing, an inner focus, an inner fight, an inner feeling, an inner freshness. Nobody.
Now, I understand being interdependent on one another, the body of Christ, but really, nobody has to do nothing for me.
If my I am is synchronized with God's will, God's imagination, God's mind, God's consciousness,
what is it? Was a rap?
What rap?
Oh, it's a roll.
See, listen to me. The Holy Spirit walked through this place today. Listen. We've been having too much church and not enough church. You know, he talked about in Ephesians, when he talked about the church, at the last verses in Ephesians 1, man, the church is the head. But she must work from go back to if you abide in me. Most of y'all have memorized this verse. But it does not worth for sin. If you don't understand what I'm saying now. John 15:7 don't mean nothing. You can quote it. You can write it. You can write it down and type it. And put it on your computer. It doesn't matter if the spirit and life of it is not a reality to you. You'll stand face to face with a problem, and the problem will whip you every time. But if you recognize that verse is talking about your I am-ness, Jesus says, your I am-ness is here. If you abide, watch the word. What's the next word? In me. And my word abide what?
In you.
You see? You see where it's at? It's both in them. You shall act what you will, and shall be done to you. Now, that's why the last part of that verse says, you can make a demand upon what is rightfully yours, and it will obey you. The reason things are not obeying the children of God as it should obey them, because they're operating without where the problem is. They're not operating from their strength, from their inner strength on the inside, using those interior forces. Now, until that is realized, you are not able to occupy. Let's go back to Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Let's go back there a minute. I won't get a hold of it. I got a lot of nugget. My secretary knows how many nuggets I got in this Bible right here. Because I called her last night, called her this morning. I mean, just stuff, because I had stuff just keep coming out of me. But we got to master this scripture. I'm going to say something that's going to give religious trouble. But you write this down. I want you to go over this and over this again because it's hot off the press. Grace put us in the same space with God.
Thank you, Lord.
Grace give us the divine ability to act like God.
Thank you, Lord.
Act like Jesus. Act like the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
we're going to find out that grace place upon us the I am that I am anointed. Or within us. The I am that I am anointing rises up in the individual who recognize that by grace they have been made the same thing that God is. I heard two people over here believe what I say. Y'all talk to them over here. Because you got to be listening, because I'm saying a lot of stuff. And I'm not saying religious stuff, so you got to be listening. This is new. I say this is new. Teleport next to this is new. This is fresh. All right. And it's going to put you in a position to handle the evenness. It's an evil time. We're in another generation now. So you're going to have to be more powerful. You're going to have to be in the ability that what happened on the outside don't shake you up. Some of these laws, some of these things they're going to make legal that is not right won't shake you up. Because you're going to know it can't touch me. Yeah, see, even she said, thank you for the blood. Yeah. Even the blood is ineffective on the outside. The blood just red on the outside. But on the inside, the blood has power. You were destined. When you were born again, you wasn't born again on the outside. When the Bible said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. Everything's still old on the outside. Until you let the inside change it. Why I don't go where I used to go? Something on the inside changed my destiny. Know the reason I don't want to go? I got something better. Now, come on, you got to die. You got all this outside effort, all this outside performance, all this outside religious stuff got to die up in here this morning. See, this outside stuff. I'm trying to break a habit from the outside. That's where the habit at. You got to go where it's happening at to break a habit. So look at the scripture. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Notice what it says now. Yet not I, right?
Yes, sir.
But Christ what?
Lives in me.
Wait, where you live at?
In me.
Where the word at?
In me.
If you abide in me. In my word, all right. Christ living in me, and the life, all right, here we are.
Yes, sir.
And the life which I now live in the flesh, let me tell you, it's a particular kind of life. I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Now, go back up to that first two words in that verse. Now go to the next word. See, you never see. There's a crucifixion in his voice, and there's a resurrection. That's why 2 Corinthians 5:17 is explained right here. See, things I used to do, I don't do them no more, because I'm not living from the outside anymore. I'm living now from the inside. You understand, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, now go to the next verse, the 21st verse, because it tells us something. See, when you live from the outside and complain. But I can't make it, and look into human being to help you, and you're a supernatural being, got all the help you need. What you're doing is you're frustrating the grace of God, because the grace of God take you back to Exodus 3:14. I am that I am. You can't get no better than that, and you won't understand that from the outside. You got to understand that from the inside. Say it. I am that I am.
Because he is.
And he lives in me.
See,
God wants to live his life through you from the inside. And he wants you to live in the same power. And Jesus wants you to have, watch this now. Jesus wants you to have the same encounters with the Father that he had. The devil has nothing to do with this. See, the devil only business is on the outside. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you. The only business the devil have is on the outside. You a Christian? You can't be possessed. But you can be oppressed on the outside. You can be depressed on the outside. You cannot be depressed on the inside. The next time you feel depression, you recognize, oh, I better get back in the apostle, say I'm outside. The next time you feel defeated, recognize that I'm outside. Next time you sick and can't get well, recognize you're outside. Next time you broke and can't get a breakthrough, recognize you're on the outside. Somebody give God praise. It's a praise moment here. Because everybody listening to my voice, listen to the voice of the Spirit this morning, you're going to live on a new turf. Just from this one service. I said just from this one service. The only territory that the enemy can work in is outside. Satan is not in me. The devil is not in me. So if I wanna override what he's doing on the outside, all I gotta do is work from the inside. Because the powers that's on the inside of me, all success, all attainment, all blessing come from the inside of me. Nobody can stop my blessing. Nobody can stop my breakthrough. Nobody can stop my victory. But me. And I'm not planning on stopping it. Talk to me, Apostle.
Talk to me, Apostle. Yes, sir.
May I say it this way? Just how much? You people. You don't like to hear that too much. You people. I'm going to make y'all a special kind of you people.
Yeah!
Next time they tell you people, you're going to dance. All right.
Yeah!
You people. Who knows how to live from the inside.
Yeah.
Don't care what color
That's
you are.
Right.
Everyone under the sound of my voice is due a mountaintop experience. Don't worry about it. Don't have no fear. Because where you working from, the problem can't go, Satan can't go, and your enemy can't go. You're working from the inside to the outside, from within to without. We win from within. Right, sit down. Write it down. We win from within. Say it.
We win from within.
Say it again.
We win from within.
Say it again.
Write
that down, because the next time at late at night when you by yourself and seem like things not going right, I want you to read that. Now, very carefully, very prayerfully. Now, y'all on the inside yet?
Yes.
All right, I want you, all I'm teaching is on the inside. And when you leave out here, I want you working from the inside, doing things on the outside. Now, this is miracle language. This is sign and wonders teaching. You're going to have so many signs and so many wonders. You see what I'm saying? I feel the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you what the Spirit is saying. Listen very carefully, because it's for six people. The rest of y'all will take it. No one will leave here with discouragement today. Now, for at least six people, he told me, but probably for many more, but no one will leave here with discouragement, feeling like a failure. Nothing don't seem to work for me. Well, that's over. Tell your neighbor, that's over. May I say something? You who are the sound of my voice in this auditorium and listening to me by internet, you will be the strongest people that walk the face of this earth. You heard what I said? You will be the strongest people that walk the face of this earth because you know how to operate. You know how to function. Stop worrying. Sit down. Sit down. Stop worrying. I see worry on some of y'all face. Stop worrying about your problem. I'm giving you the solution. Baby, God got it. And he wants you to have it.
Yes, sir.
This thing is over, brother. It's over. Defeat for me is over. I don't want you being concerned about your last mistake. Because we made a lot of mistakes because Satan caught us on the outside. But I'm telling you how not to let him catch you again. If you listen to me.
Yes, sir.
You will not be caught broke again.
Hallelujah.
You will not be caught sick again. If you listen. All worry, all fear, all doubt, all insecurity, all stress, all anxiety comes from the outside. Yeah, because, see, demons
yes, sir.
And satanic forces
yes, sir.
Can put pressure
right.
on you
right.
from
yes, sir.
God. But they cannot put pressure on you from where? What? Preach up in here. Preach up in here. It's over. The old crybaby story is over. I know who I am. I know what I'm working with. And I know where I'm working from. And I don't care how low you are this morning, the lower you are, the faster you're going to come up. All right, turn to 1 Corinthians now. I have to did. 1 Corinthians 15. Now, what's going to be revealed to us now? I don't know if we're going to be able to keep this place, the roof on this place. I've read through this and read through this, and all of a sudden, in my meditation, the Lord revealed this to me. Let me see how can I say it to you. You know, because I know about our I am-ness, and I know Paul said, I know whose I am. But this verse we're about to read will connect you with I am that I am. Now, I know God said that, you know, but then he made it a way that you and I can live from the I am that I am principle. That it belonged to us. Why is that? When you're functioning right from the inside, you cannot fail. Because if you can fail, that means God can fail. How many of y'all know God can't fail? So, knowing where I am to work from as a believer, and knowing what I'm working with as a believer, I cannot ever be stopped again. What I see in the Word of God belong to me, and you don't have to give it to me, I'll take it. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence. And the violence what? Take it by what? Force. That's why you're not a beggar. You wears, you got to catch my word good. You wearing all the time a breakthrough anointing. Matter of fact, you listening to your police. I see that police. That police like this, yeah, boy. I want you to listen, dear. I want to invite you to come to some service here, too. You wearing within yourself a broken through anointing. Yeah, you are, the breakthroughs come from the outside. But we who knows our stuff, we already know we through. Oh, y'all robbed me. He robbed me on that one. I just got that on the spot. You already through. What you about to see is amazing. I haven't got to my 40 points yet. My secretary, she can tell you. And they're powerful. They're real powerful. It's going to take us a month to get through this. See, can you take this? Any problem you dealing with, y'all look at me and listen. They are already solved. The reason they still look like a problem, you're looking at them from the outside. As soon as you go on the inside, you're going to see the solution. Matter of fact, guess what the Spirit of God, you're not going to see the solution. You're going to be the solution. You're the solution to your own problem. Matter of fact, you've been the problem. Any problem you let stay, you the problem. Any sickness you let stay, you the sickness. Any limitation you let stay, you the limitation. Because you're operating from the wrong position. Religion must die and revelation must rise. Yeah, I tell them, Lord, every restriction been moved from your blessing. God Almighty. Woo, Jesus, you heard that? Every restriction has been moved from your blessing. Meet me down that round. I'm a father with that. Meet me down that round. There's a message I'm going to preach down that round I never preached before. Meet me down there. Amen. A church in the Hope of Glory, not a large, large church, so you better try to get there. We got her upstairs, though. Now, sit down, because I want you to hear this, because I'm going to close with this. I want you to hear this, though. You got to leave here with this. Visitors and all. Everybody I'm talking to, everybody who's a Christian, everybody who's not a Christian can become a Christian. But I'm telling you, the children of God, if you depress, and they try me, too. Oh, yeah, come on my porch. Where are you? I said, where you going? You must, yeah, talk to her. You must be in a misaddress, yeah. I heard a man say this, and we so religious, you got to talk to your feelings. Feeling you're not going to be down today. Day going to be a good day. You're going to be up feeling. I feel good. Like a Christian should. Boy, we can't just let Jan Brown talk about sugar and spice. Got to have some sugar and spice up in this house. We let the world take all of our stuff. They're happy, dancing. We have been talking, Lord, help me. What? Lord said, get up from there and dance. They got your dance. I feel nice. Like sugar and spice. I feel good. Like I know I should. So good. That's our stuff, man. Who can be more happier than a person who got Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, the kingdom of God living, the word of God living on inside of me, the spirit of Christ inside of me, the hope of glory inside of me. So good. Man, I'm glad you're here this morning. I wouldn't want to be nowhere else. I'm glad I'm here because all struggles in this house, your house, are over. All you need in a house is one person who know how to operate from within. You don't need the whole house, just one person that knows how to operate from within. And listen to me. Let me talk to you before I read this scripture. There's nothing wrong with being happy. There's nothing wrong with feeling good. There's nothing wrong with being joyous. You don't have to be sad to prove nothing to God. Because God, matter of fact, God said, I'm leaving out of here. I'm going to Leroy's house. Some of y'all are young. Y'all never saw Jan Brown dance, right? Huh? Huh? That was our dance. We're supposed to be scooting across the floor. But we're so religious, you know. We want to sing, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound, all frowned up, you know. Shut up, let me get his revelation. What I'm going to do in these last 5 or 10 minutes is bring you into a conversion of the I am that I am grace. The reason that the Lord told Moses to tell Pharaoh, because see, Pharaoh thought he was somebody. And he thought he was in control, just like your problem. Before you got here this morning, your problem was acting like Pharaoh. But the next few minutes, Pharaoh going down. I Because what God was saying to Moses, Moses, you got to know who you're working with, and you have to know what you're working with. So don't let Pharaoh's army, don't let his strength and all the stuff he's saying bother you. When I get ready, I'm going to wipe Pharaoh out. And I'm telling you this morning, God is ready to wipe all your Pharaohs out. Everything that's been against you, everything that's been holding you back, the next few moments, God's going to wipe all your Pharaohs out. Pharaoh was wiped out before Moses got to him. Your problems can feel when you spiritually strong. I'm going to use a word that the church don't use now. I'm going to use a word. I want you to write down. Sit down. What y'all stand up for? Sit down. Sit down. I'm going to use a word. Inner consciousness. Write it down. Inner consciousness. You have to stay conscious. We've been unconscious. Every time you think you're defeated, you're unconscious of who you are. You're unconscious about whose you are. You're unconscious about this book. If you're unhappy, you're unconscious. Physically, a person knock you out. You're unconscious. You look like you're dead. Same way. In the spirit. Unconsciously, you're dry bone. In Nevada, you need to hear a word from the Lord. See? If you're broke, you're unconscious. You're sad. You're unconscious. Yes, sir. If you're mad, angry, you're unconscious. Your mind regulates your soul. Your mind regulates your will. Your imagination. Watch it, watch it. Your memory. All of these are elements of your soul. And your soul cannot connect to your spirit. Therefore, the conditioning cannot be changed on the outside. You don't have a spirit problem. You have a soul problem. When he's talking about renewing your mind, he's talking about renewing your soul, renewing your will, renewing your imagination, renewing your memory, renewing your conscience. That your conscience can bear witness with who? The Holy Ghost. What is 964? Wait, what there is that? 964 seats on the main floor here. 926. That back will be full too? Huh? If I get some conscious Christian out here, they'd be full within the next 2 months. Because what happened when you're operating in consciousness, your life going to change so much that people are going to start asking you, what in the world are you taking? And you'll be able to tell them, I'm taking an apostle. I'm taking Jesus an apostle. Yes, sir. That's a new drink. Yes, sir. The apostolic church. Yes, nothing wrong with saying the apostolic church, no. Acts, the book of Acts was an apostolic church. Yes, now, ready, get set for this change. Verse 10, 1 Corinthians 15, 10. Whew. I hope you see this. The first statement. Well, you heard that before. Exodus 3:14. Go back to Exodus 3:14. And put your finger there. Go back to Exodus 3:14. Going to deal with Pharaoh. Pharaoh think he bad. Just like David dealt with Goliath. Just like Joshua dealt with the wall of Jericho. Just like the three Hebrew boys dealt with the fire. Just like Daniel dealt with the lion. And God said to Moses, and what he said?
I am that I am.
That's what he said?
Yes, sir.
Go back to your text. Go back. Now the word changed there. See. That turned to what? No, how can I say this? I'm what that is. So it's actually saying the same thing, I am that I am. But something made me like that. Got it? Watch what it says. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. In other words, I am that I am lives in me. He made me what he is. So as I live from the inside, life don't just see me. These interior forces make me walk like a God, talk like a God, act like a God, live like a God. This world system is a Pharaoh. And it will make you a slave to its level. It want to walk on you because you're a Christian. So it want you to believe that all the good stuff belong to them. Oh my God. But when you learn your rights, how to function from the inside, you're going to show this system who's in charge. There's another system in town. I said there's another system in town. A system that take authority over every system. How many see it? But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labor more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God. Let me shoot two or three more things at you right quick. You want to write? Sit down a minute. 5 minute overtime today. That means I got 7 more minutes. And then I got a right to add 10 more if I want. It's really not Mother's Day, it's Father's Day. Come on, put your hand up. Come on, don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. Come on, put your hand up. You know what I'm talking about. You know who I'm talking about. Now, write these notes down. Becoming conscious of the inner secret of your I am-ness. Becoming conscious of it. Here's what it would do for you. When you become conscious of the inner secret of your I am-ness, here's what it would do for you. It'll escort you into the living realm. It will escort you into the living realm of I am that I am. Now, in 1 Corinthians 15:10, I just told you, y'all listening? There's a grace for this revelation or realization. Come on, look at that now. Look at it real close. There's a grace for this revelation of this realization of I am what I am. Acts 17:28, you may live by these interior forces by understanding your being. You must live by, you may live by these interior forces.
Yes, sir.
All right, the next statement I made to you. You still listening?
Yes, sir.
This conviction of I am that I am is really a conscious certainty that the ills identified with that ultimate present power. Now, you really want to leave right now before I read the next one if you don't want to win. Get up and start running. But it brings a sense of eternal evidence of invincibility, of certainty, of security, removing fear, doubt, distrust, and defeat.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The next one I have to explain it because most of the body of Christ souls are asleep. Mm-hmm. The next one, I want you to understand it. The soul is never awakened from a troubled sleep.
Wow.
Any trouble you've been dealing with has been in your soul. Mm-hmm. If you awake your soul,
that's it.
You're going to win.
Amen.
You must begin to live less and less in your me consciousness.
Uh-huh.
And more and more in the I am consciousness.
Yes, sir.
That's a good one,
Dad. Yes, sir.
Now, the three words, there are three words in the next statement bear teaching over and over again, but I'm going to give them to you these few minutes. I'm going to give them to you. Coming into the identity with reality, everybody say reality,
reality.
Which enters into the recognition, realization, and manifestation of that something within. Coming into the identity with reality, which enter into the recognition, realization, and manifestation of that something within. Now, when you come to that point right there, see that point right there? Everything on the outside will obey you. Better look at it again. That's saying more than you've seen. When you come to that realization, that identity of that something within, everything on the outside would have to obey you.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Here's the format. Here's the format. You have to move from I to I am, then move to I am that, I am connection. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Right, let me give you this last one. I want to give you this last one here. What is this all about? Here's what it's all about. When you see this last one, this is what God's trying to bring to his children now, apostolically. Give me the last one now. The last one on that. This is a spiritual class.
Yes, sir.
Of courage, confidence, and boldness. It is a spiritual class of creation, manifestation, and demonstration. I cannot emphasize to you enough to understand what the Lord has revealed to you and I this day. I can't say it no better than this. When you start living from within, and you start recognizing and realizing those interior forces that is in you, in Christ, and in the kingdom that live on the inside of you, you're going to end up with courage, confidence, and boldness. Look what it says. It is a spiritual class of creation. Stand on your feet.